Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 8, Offenses to be Avoided. In the supplementary Vedic literature, there is the following list of 32 offenses in the matter of serving the Lord. Number 1. One should not enter the temple of the deity in a car or palanquin or with shoes on the feet. Number 2. One should not fail to observe the various festivals for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such as Janmashtami and Ratha Yatra. Number 3. One should not avoid bowing down before the deity. Number 4. One should not enter the temple to worship the Lord without having washed one's hands and feet after eating. Number 5. One should not enter the temple in a contaminated state. According to Vedic scripture, if someone dies in the family, the whole family becomes contaminated for some time, according to its status. For example, if the family is Brahmana, their contamination period is 12 days. For the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, it is 15 days, and for the Shudras, 30 days. Number 6. One should not bow down on one hand. Number 7. One should not circumambulate in front of Sri Krishna. The process of circumambulating the temple is that one should begin circumambulating from the deity's right-hand side of the temple and come round. Such circumambulation should be performed outside the temple structure at least 3 times daily. Number 8. One should not spread his or her legs before the deity. Number 9. One should not sit before the deity holding the ankles, elbows, or knees with one's hands. Number 10. One should not lie down before the deity of Krishna. Number 11. One should not accept prasad before the deity. Number 12. One should never speak a lie before the deity. Number 13. One should not talk very loudly before the deity. Number 14. One should not talk with others before the deity. Number 15. One should not cry or howl before the deity. Number 16. One should not quarrel or fight before the deity. Number 17. One should not chastise anyone before the deity. Number 18. One should not be charitable to beggars before the deity. Number 19. One should not speak very harshly to others before the deity. Number 20. One should not wear a fur blanket before the deity. Number 21. One should not eulogize or praise anyone else before the deity. Number 22. One should not speak any ill names before the deity. Number 23. One should not pass air before the deity. Number 24. One should not fail to worship the deity according to one's means. In Bhagavad Gita it is stated that the Lord is satisfied if some devotee offers him even a leaf or a little water. This formula prescribed by the Lord is universally applicable even for the poorest man. But that does not mean that one who has sufficient means to worship the Lord very nicely should also adopt this method and try to satisfy the Lord simply by offering water and a leaf. If one has sufficient means, he or she should offer nice decorations, nice flowers, and nice foodstuffs and observe all ceremonies. It is not that one should try to satisfy the Supreme Lord with a little water and a leaf, and for him or herself, spend all of one's money in sense gratification. Number 25. One should not eat anything which is not first offered to Krishna. Number 26. One should not fail to offer fresh fruit and grains to Krishna according to the season. 27. After food has been cooked, No one should be offered any foodstuff unless it is first offered to the deity. Number 28. One should not sit with one's back towards the deity. 29. One should not offer obeisances silently to the spiritual master. Or, in other words, one should recite aloud the prayers to the spiritual master while offering obeisances. 30. One should not fail to offer some praise in the presence of the spiritual master. 31. One should not praise him or herself before the spiritual master. And number 32, one should not deride the demigods before the deity. So this is a list of 32 offenses. And besides these, there are a number of offenses which are mentioned in the Varaha Purana, and they are as follows. Number 1. One should not touch the deity in a dark room. 2. One should not fail to strictly follow the rules and regulations in worshipping the deity. 3. One should not enter the temple of the deity without first making some sound. 4. One should not offer any foodstuff to the deity which has been seen by dogs or other lower animals. 5. One should not break silence while worshipping. 6. One should not pass urine or evacuate while engaged in worshipping. 7. One should not offer incense without offering some flower. 8. Useless flowers without any fragrance should not be offered. 9. One should not fail to wash his or her teeth very carefully every day. 10. One should not enter the temple directly after sexual intercourse. 11. One should not touch a woman during her menstrual period. 12. One should not enter the temple after touching a dead body. 13. One should not enter the temple wearing garments of red or blue color or garments which are unwashed. 14. One should not enter the temple after seeing a dead body. 15. One should not pass air within the temple. 16. One should not be angry within the temple. 17. One should not enter the temple after visiting a crematorium. 18. One should not belch before the deity. So until one has fully digested his or her food, one should not enter the temple. 19. One should not smoke marijuana or ganja. 20. One should not take opium or similar intoxicants. 21. One should not enter the deity room or touch the body of the deity after having smeared oil over one's body. 22. One should not show disrespect to a scripture which teaches about the supremacy of the Lord. 23. One should not introduce any opposing scripture. 24. One should not chew betel nut before the deity. 25. One should not offer a flower which was kept in an unclean pot. 26. One should not worship the Lord while sitting on the bare floor. One must have a sitting place or carpet. Number 27. One should not touch the deity before one has completed taking bath. 28. One should not decorate one's forehead with the three-lined tilak. Number 29. One should not enter the temple without washing one's hands and feet. Other rules are that one should not offer foodstuff which is cooked by a non-Vaishnava. One should not worship the deity before a non-devotee, and one should not engage him or herself in the worship of the Lord while seeing a non-devotee. One should begin the worship of the demigod Ganapati, who drives away all impediments in the execution of devotional service. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that Ganapati worships the lotus feet of Nrsimhadev and in that way has become auspicious for the devotees in clearing out all impediments. Therefore, all devotees should worship Ganapati. The deities should not be bathed in water which has been touched by the nails or fingers. When a devotee is perspiring, he or she should not engage oneself in worshiping the deity. And similarly, there are many other prohibitions. For example, one should not cross or step over the flowers offered to the deities, nor should one take a vow in the name of God. These are all different kinds of offenses in the matter of executing devotional service, and so one should be careful to avoid them. In the Padma Purana, it is stated that even a person whose life is completely sinful will be completely protected by the Lord if he or she simply surrenders unto Him. So it is accepted that one who surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes free from all sinful reactions. And even when a person becomes an offender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, one can still be delivered simply by taking shelter of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In other words, the chanting of Hare Krishna is beneficial for eradicating all sins. But if one becomes an offender to the holy names of the Lord, then he or she has no chance of being delivered. The offenses against the chanting of the holy name are as follows. Number 1. To blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name of the Lord. Number 2. To consider the names of demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. Sometimes the atheistic class of men take it that any demigod is as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu. But one who is a devotee knows that no demigod, however great he or she may be, is independently as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, if someone thinks that one can chant Kali, Kali, or Durga, Durga, and it is the same as chanting Hare Krishna, that is the greatest offense. Third offense, to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. Number 4, to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. 5, to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. 6, to give some interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. Number 7. To commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name of the Lord. So, it should not be taken that because by chanting the holy name of the Lord, that one can be freed from all kinds of sinful reaction, and that one may continue to act sinfully, and after that chant Hare Krishna, just to neutralize one's sins, well, such a dangerous mentality is very offensive and should be avoided. Eighth offense, to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna to be one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as fruitive activities, Karmakanda. Number 9, to instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. Anyone can take part in chanting the holy name of the Lord, but in the beginning, one should not be instructed about the transcendental potency of the Lord. For those who are too sinful cannot appreciate the transcendental glories of the Lord, and therefore it is better not to instruct them in this matter. And finally, number 10, to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names, and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. Therefore, every devotee who claims to be Vaishnava must guard against these offenses in order to quickly achieve the desired success. Thus ends Chapter 8 of Nectar of Devotion, entitled Offenses to be Avoided. All glories to the author, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada.